Yeah, I know. I know I'm not supposed to be calling, but I couldn't help it. We had a whole weekend planned, and you canceled. And I know you're with her. And I know that you're bored out of your fucking mind. I just don't understand. You know, that first night, when you told me that she could never fuck you like I do, or all the nights you told me that she never sucked your cock. I know. You're married to her and you love her, and I get it. But she'll never please you like I will. And I want you to know that. So this weekend, when you're with her, I still came to our hotel. And I still bought all the lingerie that you wanted me to. The black lace outfit that you picked out. The red satin. And don't forget the pink see-through with the thong. And I'm gonna wear them. I'm gonna wear each outfit every day. And I'm gonna be in this bed, the same exact room that we had our first fuck on. The night that you told me you couldn't help but think how incredibly wrong it was, but it felt so right. Remember? We fucked for hours, and your phone went off, and you let it just keep on ringing. And it even just goes to prove that right now, you picked up for me. But while you were fucking me, and she was calling you, your own wife, you didn't even acknowledge it. You kept pumping your cock into my pussy, telling me over and over that you never wanted to stop. You wore your ring the whole time and you didn't even care. I know you remember that. That was the night it all started, wasn't it? The night that you saw me naked. My big tits when you pinched my nipples, making them even harder for you. How your fingers ran down my body and into my tight, wet pussy. It was the first pussy you've ever had since hers. And you loved it. You loved the way I felt on your fingers. You loved the way I moaned your name. You loved the way my head flew back and my eyes nearly rolled to the back of my head, screaming in an orgasm as you pumped them deeper inside me. Oh my god. I know you still think about it. I know you still think about it when you jerk your cock too. When you're all alone. Or maybe she's even home. Because we both know that she doesn't please you. And she never will. Which is why after that first night, we met again. You remember. This time, you wanted to fuck my ass. She never let you fuck her ass, but I did. I was so eager and so willing. I got on all fours, and I spread my ass cheeks, exposing my tight little pink butthole. And you just took your cock. You took the head of it, and you rimmed around. Until you shoved it in. Oh my god. Oh, you started picking up the pace and you told me to be a good girl. And you told me to take it. And I did. Oh my god. Sometimes when I finger my pussy, I still think of you inside me. Each separate hole that you've been. You've been in my mouth, you've been in my pussy, and you've been in my ass. Your big cock has even been between my big tits. You've come in my ass, you've come in my pussy. Remember when we had that pregnancy scare? Gosh, you didn't know what you were gonna do. I thought for a second you just might leave her when we started our family together. But unfortunately, it wasn't this time. And the night that you came all over my face, you told me I never looked any more beautiful with your cum on me, marking me as your own. Oh my god. I love thinking about it. So anyways, since you won't be here this weekend, I will. And I'll be on the bed. Just like I said earlier, the same one you fucked me in. And I'll be rubbing my pussy, thinking of each time you fucked me. You dirty married man fucked this young, tight, wet pussy over and over until you couldn't take it. Until you told me we had to cut things off for a while. And I gave you your space. Yeah, I know. It was hard on me too. But you came right back because you couldn't resist. My tits and my ass and my tight little fuck holes. The way I would let you use me whenever you wanted, however you wanted. Yeah, I still would. Because I still belong to you. And I don't even care if you're married to her. Because we both know in the end you're going to end up with me. You're going to leave her. What's it going to take? Is it going to take you handcuffing me to the bed so you know no matter what, I can't get away and you'll fuck me as much as you want and I'll really be submissive? We both know that sometimes I can get bratty. Or will it be the ultimate betrayal when this time it really does work and when you come in my pussy, I do get pregnant? I know. We both talked about it. And I know that you love when I bring it up. Your cock starts to twitch and it starts to throb. Of all that seed inside me, in my little fuck hole. And how good it would feel to know that you impregnated me. That would be your out, wouldn't it? You were having a baby with someone else. Just so she would never find out would be our little secret. But secretly, we would be together. I think that's what I want. I think that's what I want more than anything. A family together. And you know what? I'm gonna do whatever it takes because just like I'm yours, you're mine. And you know that no matter what, I'll let you fuck me and use me, and I'll always be your submissive slut. And I think now is a better time than ever for you to make me a mommy. You never cared about cheating on her, so what difference does it make if you knock me up? You're gonna be a great daddy, you know that? Yeah. Oh. Did she ever let you come over inside her over and over? I know she didn't. She doesn't let you come on her face the way that you come on mine, does she? No. She doesn't let you use her body the way that I let you use me. Oh, she doesn't moan, sir, or yes, daddy, or your name. And not even care if anybody hears, whether we're in public or private. She'll never be me. And she'll never know how to fuck you. So what are you waiting for? Leave her and be with me. It's that simple. Have a baby and we'll start our happy family. I know, you'll be the happiest man alive. Leave her and be with me.